Have you ever felt like you're giving everything to everyone, but leaving nothing for yourself? Like you're constantly putting your own needs on the back burner, hoping one day it'll all pay off, but instead, you just feel drained. If you're on the healing journey, you may feel like friends, family don't understand what you're going through. They may listen at first, but over time, they stop caring about your struggles. And you might think to yourself, how can they not see how much I'm suffering? If they were struggling this much, I'd be compassionate and I'd be there every step of the way. I've been there too. And let me be the first to tell you, that's not the path to healing. The truth is that your recovery starts when you start prioritizing yourself. In this video, I want to share with you how to put yourself up and how to effectively put boundaries. So let's get it started. So if you don't know who I am, my name is Sean. We help people around the world overcome their chronic symptoms, panic attacks, depersonalization, derealization, intrusive thoughts. If you've already gotten everything rolled out by your doctor, I highly recommend downloading the free ebook that we have. This will basically show you the steps of recovery. Once you understand the principles of recovery, these videos will be a lot more effective on your healing journey. If you decide to work with us in the future, you always have the opportunity to apply for mentorship. Now, that being said, why is setting a boundary so important? This isn't about being harsh or selfish, what a lot of us think, but it's about realizing that you matter too. You see, when you're always bending to others' needs, you're teaching your nervous system that your feelings and boundaries aren't important. So much of the healing journey is reteaching your nervous system what's a threat and what's not, what's appropriate responses and what's not. And when you're saying yes to people all the time, you're basically saying that your needs don't matter and that you have no boundaries. And the problem is that keeps you stuck not only in the anxiety cycle, but in this people-pleasing cycle. A lot of people fell into this cycle of panic attacks, intense anxiety, because they weren't able to establish boundaries correctly. So today I want to start showing you how you can start valuing yourself, not as an afterthought, but as the foundation of your healing. Think about it. How many times have you said yes to something when deep down you wanted to say no? It's okay to admit it. We've all been there. But here's the thing. Every time you say yes to someone else's priorities, you're saying no to your own. In fact, anytime you're saying yes to anything, you're saying no to something. This is so important on the healing journey. When you're focused on healing, when you're deciding that you're going to be focusing on overcoming these symptoms, anything that you say yes to, anything you put your energy into, you're basically saying my energy won't go a different direction. And so anytime you're on this recovery journey, anytime you're in the healing journey, ask yourself what you're doing right now. Is the energy you're putting in conducive to your healing, conducive to your own self-worth, conducive to creating boundaries? Or is this energy going in the old patterns of, you know, fixing, getting frustrated by your symptoms, feeling like you're unworthy? Ask yourself this every time you start doing this and start saying yes to you. Look, focusing on yourself is not selfish. The truth is that if you care about other people and you want other people to succeed and you want them to thrive and you want them to improve their quality of life, you are of no value if you are not in a strong place yourself. I see this all the time. I see people that want to be anxiety healers. I get messages from you saying, I want to help other people. But the truth is that you can't help anybody unless you've established yourself first. In fact, if you have not grounded yourself and healed yourself, you trying to help people will actually cause more problems. Think about everyone out there that gave you advice that may have had good intentions, but just didn't know what was going on. And they just gave you bad advice. Think about the therapist that told you that this was going to be a life sentence. They weren't trying to say anything bad, but they just don't understand the principles of recovery. And so what happened was someone that was trying to help you ended up making things worse. It's important to understand that if you are serious about wanting to help people, you need to be grounded first yourself. When I decided to help people on the recovery journey, this was something that took me years to decide. Even once I recovered, I waited for an extended period of time. I waited for quite a few years before starting to help people because I wanted to make sure that this was the way out. the worst case scenario was me thinking that I knew what I was doing and then helping people and then falling back into the cycle myself. Not only was I not grounded in myself, but I may have made things worse and I've also would have ruined my integrity. But what I didn't do was saying, okay, I think I got this. I think I've recovered. Let me start helping other people right away without any oversight or supervision. I didn't do that right away, even though I kind of wanted to, but I didn't do it because I didn't feel like at that time I was grounded enough. I didn't have the confidence. So I needed to give myself more time. And it's the same way with you. If you want to truly help people, if you are a compassionate, empathetic person, you have to make sure that you're in a good place first. It's like the example I give about being on an airplane. Now, when you're on an airplane, they do the safety check in the beginning. And they always tell you when those things come down, those breathing masks, whatever they're called, whenever they come down, the flight attendant always tells you that if you are with a child, to make sure to put your own breathing mask first. Now, why would they do that? Your child is helpless. Your child needs you. Why would you put yours on first? Well, the truth is that you're no help to anybody if you don't put yours on and end up passing out. You're not helpful to yourself and you're definitely not helpful to the child. It's the exact same way in this case. If you care about other people and if this is something, you know, if you want to help people and if you want to be a foundation of strength, you have to put yourself first. Let's make this a bit more actionable. First, get clear on what you stand for. What are your values? What are the most important things to you? What are your own personal boundaries? When you know this, it becomes much easier to set boundaries that feel right and not forced. Second, incredibly important, watch how you talk to yourself. If you've been stuck in the habit of criticizing every little thing, it's time to change that narrative. Start with this affirmation. I am worthy. I deserve respect. My needs matter. It may feel strange at first, but trust me, those words can rewire your brain to believe in yourself again. Now, I want you to understand this. No matter what stage you're at in the healing journey, no matter what you're going through, your value is inherent in who you are, period. And I want to give you an example for myself. When I was struggling with anxiety, I basically developed learned helplessness. I was not able to help anybody. In fact, I was reliant on my friends, on my family, on the people that were closest to me. I could not contribute in any way. I was not somebody that could help anyone in any way. I was basically housebound. I was agoraphobic. I wasn't working. I wasn't able to go out of my house. Everyone basically had to, you know, make their schedule around me. Now, fast forward, healing, my life is so different. I'm able to live fully, freely. I have no issues. In fact, I would say I am able to do more things than what the average person's able to do. In fact, I even have a program, like I mentioned, that's helping hundreds of people around the world and having videos like this that are helping thousands of people. But here's the truth. My value now is no different than when I was stuck in my parents' house. It isn't because I'm contributing more to society and I'm doing all these things that my value is more inherent. Maybe to society, society feels that way. But at its core, I have the same value. Why? Because I am Sean. Sean in himself has inherent value. And that's the same thing with you. Whether you were doing amazing things before you fell in the cycle and now you feel like you can barely do anything, once you're able to recover as well, you are the same person. It doesn't matter that, you know, you're contributing more, you're helping more, you're able to do more things. That's irrelevant. Those are good things to have and it's good to contribute. But that doesn't determine your value. Your value is inherent and it's within you and it can never be taken away no matter what circumstances or life situations happen. Now, the next thing I want you to do is practice pausing. Before you say yes to everything, take a breath. Ask yourself, does this align with the life I'm trying to create? If it doesn't, it's okay to say no. It's not about being mean. It's just being honest. And honesty is the highest form of self-respect. Remember, between every stimulus and your response, there's a gap. Use that gap and ask yourself, does this align with my values? Is this an integrity of what I'm trying to do? Don't forget to celebrate your wins. Every time you stand up for yourself, no matter how small, you're building a stronger foundation. Acknowledge those moments. They're proof that you're making progress. And let me be real with you. Look, it's not always going to be easy. In fact, it's going to be uncomfortable. You might feel uncomfortable or even guilty at first, but healing requires courage. And courage doesn't mean you're fearless. It means you're willing to act even if it feels hard. Look, the new year is approaching. Picture yourself a year from now, grounded, confident, and living a life that feels aligned with your values. That version of you starts with the choices you make today. It's no different than healing. So I want you to take the first step and say no to something that's draining you. Express a need you've been holding back. Remember, you're not just worthy of healing, you're worthy of living a life that lights you up. I wish you the best New Year's. I'm so excited to see your progress. Bye Bye Panic is coming up with some incredible things over the next year. We're having more and more success stories. I hope to see you as being one of those success stories. If you want resources or if you want to apply for mentorship, you can click the link down below. Best of luck, and I'll see you in the new year.